Hello everyone, this is Abby Beho from Lake Health and Wellbeing, and welcome to our new micro podcast where we'll be giving you health news, views and interviews in just 5 minutes. In today's episode, our very first episode, we'll be discussing public-private partnerships in the health sector and asking the question, when are they not a good idea? Now, this topic came about because recently the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, TB and Malaria announced their new partnership agreement with Heineken. And following this announcement, there was a huge backlash with criticism coming in thick and fast from a number of public health organizations. And an open letter was even written to the Global Fund asking them to reconsider the partnership. Now, for those of you who might not know, the Global Fund is a financing organization. They're based in Geneva. They do a lot of work in Africa and Asia. And they raise about $4 billion a year to support programs focusing specifically on AIDS, TB, and malaria. And partnerships seem to be a big part of the work that they do. And they say on their website that they're a partnership organization. And they bring together government, civil society, the private sector, and also people affected by these conditions to see how they could better use the funds that they raise to address some of these health issues. Now, as part of the partnership that they have come into with Heineken, what Heineken will be doing is providing the Global Fund with logistics and communication support to help the Global Fund to more effectively reach their target audience, particularly their target audience who are out there in very remote areas, because Heineken has been working in a lot of these countries for many years, and they have developed a lot of expertise. They've implemented a lot of really good marketing strategies to reach people with their products. So they're going to be basically leveraging Heineken's expertise to help them further their aims and objectives of targeting and addressing TB, AIDS and malaria. Now, the question is this partnership really a good thing? Is it really a good idea? And I think there's a lot of conflict with this partnership, because if you look at the research has shown that alcohol increases a person's risk of developing HIV/AIDS and also TB. And also heavy drinking has been associated with an increase in the progression of HIV. So because of these things, in our mind, this partnership doesn't seem like a really good fit. It just doesn't seem right that an organization would work with a business that produces a product that increases a person's risk of developing the disease they aim to fight. And I think when we're looking at partnerships like these, the only way I see that these partnerships could be effective is if you're having a conversation, or both parties are having a conversation, about how that business, so a business like Heineken, can transition into manufacturing products that don't damage the health of the public. So I see that if you have that kind of partnership where you're making strides towards, look, you've got this product is not good for people's health, how are you going to transition, change that product to make it a healthier product? That would be a really good partnership. Now, I know that it's really hard as a charity and an NGO. You know, you're trying to raise money to do all this great work that you're aiming to do. You have limited resources. So partnering with a large organization like Heineken is very enticing, because you'll have access to resources, knowledge, and expertise that can really help you move forward and take forward your aims and objectives. But I think we do have to draw the line somewhere, and we have to ask ourselves, where do we draw that line? And I think working with alcohol, tobacco, fast food, the arms industry, if I even have to say it, is a no-no, unless we're having productive discussions with them about how we can limit the damage their products are causing. Now, an interesting sort of area is pharmaceutical companies. Should we be working with pharmaceutical companies? And we've had lots of discussions about this. Now, in an ideal world and in theory, we have very similar objectives with pharmaceutical companies. So that is to improve health. So clearly we're aligned in that sense. But the difficulty has come with the unethical behavior of a lot of pharmaceutical companies in the past. And this has created a lot of mistrust and sort of general dislike of the pharmaceutical industry. So I think in this area, we just have to be very discerning. We have to understand each business that we're thinking about going into our partnership with. We have to understand their business history, their ethics, how have they behaved in the past, and then decide on a case-by-case basis whether we're going to work with a pharmaceutical company. But I do think it is good to engage with the pharmaceutical companies because you can then have a dialogue with them and challenge them to do better, challenge them to change their business practices so that they're a bit more ethical. So I think it is important to be at the table with the pharmaceutical industry because at the end of the day, we do have fairly similar aims and objectives of improving people's health. And so we can work together towards those aims and objectives quite constructively if we can have discussions with them about their business practices and making sure that they behave ethically at all times. So that in a nutshell is our topic for today, really. So just a quick discussion or quick introduction into this global health fund and Heineken news story that broke a couple of weeks ago. We thought it was a very, very interesting story and really kind of threw up a lot of issues that we think do need discussion because where do you draw the line as a charity when you're thinking about partnerships? You know, a lot of words about banded about like optics. Does it look good? Is it just about looking good? I think the main thing is that you need to be aligned with a company that has the same aims and objectives as you do and that has the same moral fiber as you do. So tell us what you think. What do you think about the Global Fund and their partnership with Heineken? Do you think they should cease and desist? Do you think they should continue? It doesn't matter. The money's going to a good cause or the expertise is going to a good cause. So, hey, what the heck? Let them continue. So what do you think? And what do you feel about public-private partnerships in the healthcare field in general? Let us know in the comments section below the podcast. It'll be really interesting to hear your views. And if you have very interesting comments, what we'll do in the next episode is maybe go through some of those comments and respond to them. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. You're listening to Abby Beho from Lake Health and Wellbeing. This is our new micro podcast where we're discussing topics in 5 minutes or less. I hope you've enjoyed it and see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.